He's arguing there that both were grievance politics candidates, sure, but they were selling grievance politics. They were also selling authenticity, and they were selling, you know, something, telling people something that was real and not something that was packaged. And I don't think we should forget we spent the last few months of this campaign reading through the emails of somebody who is essentially exposing just how, blow by blow, Hillary Clinton comes to decide where is she going to be on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What is she going to say? Instead of seeing, oh, this is somebody who believes very strongly that globalization is a force for good, or that she doesn't, and she thinks it's a force that's decimating the economy. I think people are rejecting that as well in this.
Which is, you know, hats off to the Russian government, right? I mean, if we were all looking at, if we were all combing through the email trains, amid all the different Trump campaign forces, trying to figure out how they came up with some of his policies and got him to say some of the things that he said, would also have been a blow to his apparent authenticity. That is something that didn't happen because WikiLeaks only went after Clinton.